I'm pleased to say now we are joined by a young player who I think is a young star. Is a young star. But as we like to do these cryptic songs when we get our guests on, Fletch, let's hit the tapes.
Hey, hey, we're the Broncos. Hey, hey. And we're not horsing around. Hey, hey. We're
it's not very cryptic. I wasn't here for this meeting. No. I wasn't here for that. I would have come up with something.
So we left it up to Gibbo. We said, right, I come up with something cryptic. Yeah, and he played the Broncos song for Jake Turpin. G'day, Jake.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Well, more importantly, how are you going, Jake? How's the season looking for you? I mean, it's been a hard way. You've been climbing Kosciuszko, cement gumboots on. You're running backwards with a backpack full of bricks, blisters on, and people are happy to put the slipper in. Tell us why the Broncos are in for a good year.
Yeah, no, pre-season's been going all right, mate. It's getting close to the season now, but yeah, I think it's pretty cliche, but you know, we've worked very hard this off-season, but you know, Kevy's definitely brought in that winning feeling, and he knows how to win, and to have a coach that's, you know, been there and done that was very exciting.
What's the difference this year with Kevy compared to Anthony Seibold?
Oh, you know, every coach brings their different set of skills, I guess, mate. But, you know, the difference with Kevy is, you know, we all know that he's been there and done that, as I said just before. And he's just the way he conducts himself around the club. He's just such a winner. And, yeah, it's just, you know, really good to have someone like that around the club leading the ship.
There's a lot of super coach players out there, Jake, and they're looking for scalps, I suppose, as far as cheap players. Who's a young player who's absolutely flown throughout the pre-season, off-season so far?
There's probably one that stands out, probably, mate, is the young Tessie New. He got a little taste of first round last year, but he's gone to the centres now, and probably looking to be our starting centre for round one. So he's gone, you know, got through pre-season unbelievably. He's a really exciting player, and I'm really excited to watch him play with him and play with him throughout the year.
And Jake, what about yourself, mate? Definitely playing number nine.
Yeah, mate. Yeah. I'm in there at nine now, and obviously with Macca moving on, you know, I'm really looking forward to taking that role, you know, full time, and sort of stepping up to a bit more of a leadership role in the middle there.
Now, look, I'm going to digress here. I like to digress in interviews. Gordon Tallis, one of the former great Brisbane Broncos, three premierships with Gordy. Three wives as well. So can I ask you this? He told me that at the height of his prowess, all the Brisbane Broncos players got a card from McDonald's, which was like a black MX, and it was secretive, and everyone got one. And you could order whatever you wanted, whenever you wanted, and it doesn't matter, there was no limit to it. Is this true? Have you ever heard about this urban myth?
I don't know, you might get me in trouble here, but yeah, this is true.
It is true.
Oh, still.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know about the order whatever you want, mate, but we're $20 now. $20 card we get for free.
$20. Well, listen, that's fair enough, because you ran last year, so maybe every year it goes up by increments of 20.
I hope so, yeah. It'll go up every year, you know, if we go up the ladder one by one, I guess, yeah.
And is that used nationally or just in Queensland?
I think it's just Gold Coast, Sunny Coast for us.
Okay, and it can be transferred to someone else?
It's got our name and that on it, so yeah, I think you got to, you know, prove that it's you, sort of thing. So,
gotcha.
But some of the joints are pretty lax, and they let you do whatever.
Great intel.
They reckon that's what started the Cardi and Johns issue.
Let's talk about that.
Chris Johns got the card. Cardi wanted to
do it.
Is that true, Jake?
Yeah, I think that's true too. I'll jump on the back of that. Yeah, that's true.
Who would win that? Who would win that fight? Because I think it just got to a wrestle. Yeah. I don't know if you were there, Jake, or not, but. He's got the speech.
Yeah.
But
John, Cardi's a very big man.
Big man. Johnsy could get in there.
Yeah, he's a very
but
big
everything's,
man.
I went up there during the week, and I think they're in for a good season, better season.
Yeah, they won't come last. The Bronx will not come last. I'm prepared to put them on the line. What's a pass mark as a player, Jake? If you had to nominate a spot in the ladder, what would be a pass mark as far as the players are concerned?
Do you mean for the Broncos this year, or do you mean
For the Broncos this year? What's a pass mark? Running ninth, running eighth, running sixth? What's the number?
Oh, mate, I think, you know, it's hard to say that, you know, from our year last year, mate. But you know, with the roster we got and the squad there, we got, there's no reason why we can't make the top eight. You look around and there's some real, you know, real tough players on our side, man. So it's all about us coming together this year and playing together as a team. And you know, there's no reason why we can't make the eight.
Now, Jake, I like to digress, and I'm
You're
going
a digressor.
Have you been watching any maths?
Oh, actually, I have a little bit.
Yep. Good boy.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to hook up with another person's spouse?
Oh, what's the episode last night? Is it Coco? Is that her name? I'll get that right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she was a little bit, I don't know what you want to call it, naughty or flirty last night.
I'd say horny.
His
I'd say she was horny as a boatload of Vikings.
Yeah, I'll let you say that. I'll say naughty.
Yeah.
I think Coco was very naughty on this one.
No, very good. Well, Jake, mate, we appreciate your time. We appreciate your time. And as I said, I think the Broncos in for a much improved season. We're all big fans of Kevvy Walters and cheering him on. So, Jake, all the best in season 2021.
Thanks, guys. Thank you very much for having me.